Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you. We get a beautiful ministry every week in music from our incredible choir.
Thank you.
And I love music. I love a lot of different types of music. There's some great and wonderful music out there. But if I had to pick a favorite, hands down, it would be rock and roll. I will put another dime in the jukebox with Joan Jett every day of the week. I love rock and roll music. There's a line from a Bruce Springsteen song that says, "We learned more from a 3-minute record, baby, than we ever learned in school." And there's a reason we learn from songs. Because a lot of the songs, majority of songs, have lyrics. And so we hear those lyrics, and we can sing along a little bit. Now, I have to confess, I don't sing out loud. Except when I am in my car. And when I am in my car, I don't just sing, I perform. You can see me, I'm one of those at the stoplight. And I can sing along with a lot of those songs, just like you all can sing along with a lot of songs that you've heard. And you sing the song, the verses, and the chorus. And I'm guessing that you know the words, right? Do you know the words to all your favorite songs? No, you don't. Hundreds of songs out there that you like. What you know more than anything is the chorus. The songs have a verse, and then they have a chorus. And then they have a different verse, and then they repeat the chorus. The chorus is what knocks into us every single time. If we have a favorite song, we know the chorus. Just as this choir was singing this beautiful song this morning, I haven't really heard that song very often, and I don't think I've sung it. But as they were singing, I got that chorus down. And that's what a chorus does to you. It's simple, it's easy to remember, and it's repeated over and over. That's why I love our scripture today. Because it is simple. Truly simple. I mean, I was so excited when the lectionary said, "Oh, I could preach on John." Because this scripture simply says, "I give you a new commandment." New. Listen up, it's new. "I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you, and by this they will know me." It is so simple. And you know what? It's actually a chorus. Because all through the Gospels, Jesus has told us to love. And he has shown us his love. But I'm still a little uncomfortable with that scripture. I know Jesus loves me. There's another song about that, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. So I know that. I've heard that song plenty of times. And on those days when I do really pretty well, you know, I let people in line in front of me, and I have a kind word for people that I don't know, and I give away something that I might want to really keep. I hug my husband when he comes home from work. I've just got it going on. And on those days, I can confidently say, "Jesus loves me."
Yes, he does.
But on the other days, when I wake up and my knee hurts and I'm in a bad mood, and I take that bad mood and I start right from the beginning saying something snarky to that incredible husband of mine, and then getting where I need to go and being impatient while I'm in line and driving, and maybe because I'm singing, but I take that parking spot that you were waiting for. I am getting to the end of that day, and I'm thinking, okay, with my background, I'm thinking Jesus loves me, but he does not love me as much. But our scripture today says he does. It says, love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you. And how does Jesus love me? Jesus loves me by acceptance. I mean, he was saying these very words in a room, upstairs in a house, where they were trying to have the Passover dinner. All 12 disciples are there, and they're dirty, and they're a little nervous. And he's saying to them, love one another as I have loved you. And he's saying this knowing he'll be denied and he'll be what? Persecuted. He'll be crucified. He's still saying this, love one another as I love you. And so you research that a little bit and you think, okay, I got to love one another as Jesus loves me. Well, he did it all the time, right? He's pretty good at it. And he collected this group of, you know, his 12 disciples right from the beginning. He gets those 12. And as Don Brammer loves to tell us, those 12 were not the smartest, brightest people. He didn't go get the scholars, the pillars of the community. He walks around and he grabs a fisherman here and somebody else there. And he makes those his 12 disciples. And from there, he goes out and finds even more derelicts. I mean, gypsies, tramps, and thieves, right? He goes out there and he finds the sinners, the prostitutes, the thieves, the cheaters, the just what we consider the derelicts. And what he's doing with this is he is accepting them. He is forgiving them. So if he's forgiving them, and that's what it says I'm supposed to do, and he's shown me how to do that, and just in case I don't get it, the rest of the New Testament is filled with instructions on how to love. I got to get it, right? I'm supposed to get it. But just like a chorus in a song that we hear over and over and over, I need to have it repeated to me. I need to read this scripture again, which says, children, I give you a new commandment. Well, let's just think about that again. It's not a new commandment, but he wants us to pay attention. I have got something new to tell you, brand new. Love one another as I have loved you, and by this they will know you. Now, one of my favorite parts is at the beginning of that scripture, you might have noticed that Christ started it with, now, children. All right, there were not a bunch of elementary school kids in that upper room. These were adults, and he said, now, children, love one another as I have loved you. So I take comfort in the fact that Jesus accepted all those derelicts, and then that he said, now, children. Because I'm really hoping Jesus can look at me as a child of God. And I can start with small baby steps. Baby steps. I've got to love one another. I got to start right now. And I can start loving one another by forgiving. By accepting myself and accepting all those other derelicts out there. Not you, of course. You all are the easiest people to love I have ever met. Yes, yes, no, seriously, you're all easy to love. And if you're not easy to love, when I run across those people who are not easy to love, I have to go back to, okay, all children, now children, I'm going to take some small steps, and I'm going to give some love and some acceptance, and I'm going to follow that chorus that is over and over and over, love one another, that new commandment, as I have loved you, and by this they will know you. Now, children, love one another as I have loved you, and by this they will know you. It's simple and it's easy to repeat, and that's what I'm going to do. That's what we're going to give out there on those times when I really am annoyed. I'm going to repeat and repeat and repeat. Love one another. It's not going to be easy. I'm going to have a hard time loving that drunk driver that ran into the car and killed someone. But that person, if they recognize Jesus in their heart, Jesus is already there. They just have to say hello. If they recognize Jesus in their heart and accept his forgiveness, I got to accept and forgive too, don't I? So I'm going to start with baby steps. I'm going to forgive the person that cut me off in traffic. And then I'm going to work a little harder and a little harder with that chorus always repeating in my head. It's just like with that music. When you hear a song, that song did not just come from heaven and go, poof. It may have been God-inspired. I totally believe that's possible. But what happened is the song came down and it had to be written down. The chords had to be tweaked. The lyrics had to be written. It had to get where it's supposed to be. And then it had to be practiced. I haven't met a singer, a choir, a band, anyone that didn't have to practice first. And practice does not make perfect. I don't care what your mama said. But practicing is how we get closer. Practicing something that is very, very simple. Love one another as Christ has loved us. And by this they will know. And there's a lot of messages, a lot of ways to get that out there. So I'm going to finish up by telling you one more little music anecdote. And this one might have already been in your head. Where's Eunice and Rose? You guys talked to me about it even when I said I was preaching on love. And that is this. In 1967, which, by the way, was called the Summer of Love, in 1967, for the first time, there were three satellites orbiting the Earth. Three. And what that meant was that for the first time, there could be a simultaneous broadcast across the world. Simultaneously, one thing could go out. And so they set this thing up and they said, all right, we're going to do about an hour and a half, maybe a two-hour program, and we're going to let certain countries contribute to it and let it be seen all over the world. Now, they're planning this, and the planners tell everybody, I want you to make it fairly simple so that people in other countries can get it as you hear it. Great Britain decided that they would have the Beatles. Now you know where I'm going, don't you? They decided they would have the Beatles do their song, and so the Beatles were told they needed to do something very simple. And John Lennon wrote a new song, and Paul McCartney collaborated on it, and they practiced, and they practiced. And then they decided to bring in an orchestra and to lay down a few tracks early. But what happened was when those cameras went to Great Britain, they heard for the first time anywhere and worldwide, all you need is love. Now, you guys could probably hum that chorus for me right now. All you need is love. Mm-hmm. So, and see, we're even doing the horn parts. But there are lyrics in that song that you may not know as well, right? I want to talk to you about a lyric in that song that says, there is nothing you can make that can't be made. There is no one you can save that can't be saved. There is nothing you can do but to learn how to be you. It's easy. All you need is love. And that's all I need is love. I need to love one another as Christ loved me. Amen.
Amen.